Chris Rodriguez Jr. spent Wednesday's joint practice doing the thing on his contract, gaining consistent yards between the tackles against Carolina's defensive front, per John Shipley at Jaguar Report, in a session where the running game was Jacksonville's most impressive unit. Liam Cohen's assessment of the group afterward, at the team's website, "I was pleased with the way the backs were hitting the holes. Two joint practices, 2 weeks of downhill work against external fronts, the foot that cost Rodriguez the entire offseason program has now held up through the most physical stretch of camp without a single injury mention." He then sat Friday's 34-17 loss to the Panthers, named on John Ozer's list of resting frontliners at the team's website alongside Trevor Lawrence and the rest of the starting cast. For a veteran signed in March who spent the spring rehabbing, being handled like a settled starter is quiet but real information. The backup backfield carried the game instead, 33-year-old Amir Abdullah leading with 45 yards on 6 carries. The other half of the committee had its own week, and honesty requires the note. Payshel Tootin turned in what Shipley called his best practice of the season in the same Wednesday session. The co-starter arrangement Jacksonville lists is currently two backs stacking good days side by side, rather than either one pulling away. Back in June, we previewed Rodriguez as a signing with one plot twist, a foot surgery that erased his spring. And the file since has been the foot cooperating on schedule while the role trends larger than the short yardage sketch we drew. Nothing this week bent that line. What to watch? Whether Rodriguez gets goal line and short yardage packages whenever the starters next take game snaps, and what the backfield behind the two co-starters looks like after next Sunday's cut down to 53, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.